the 9 p.m. WhatsApp message that cost you a commission. It's 9:14 p.m. on a Tuesday. Sam's just seen your listing on Property 24, and they message your WhatsApp, "Hi, is the 3-bed in Brackenfell still available? Can I view it this weekend?" You're at dinner. Or asleep. Or just not looking at your phone, because it's 9 p.m. and you've earned the right to switch off. By the time you reply at 7 a.m., that prospect has already messaged 3 other agents with similar listings nearby. 2 of them got back within minutes because they're running a bot. The 3rd hasn't replied either, so you're not even the slowest. This isn't a one-off. It's Tuesday's lead, and last Thursday's, and the one from 2 weekends ago. Each one is a viewing that didn't happen, and a commission that went to whoever answered first. This shift is already underway. Across South Africa's property sector, agents are turning to AI chatbots and virtual assistants to close exactly this gap, answering listing questions, booking viewings, and giving buyers the basics before a human ever joins the conversation. Not next year. Now. The opportunity. Here's what changes when an AI handles the first message. Right now, when a lead messages you, your first reply is usually a question: budget. Area. When do you want to move? That's the conversation that happens before the real conversation, and it's the part eating your evenings. A WhatsApp-based AI assistant can run that first conversation itself. It asks about budget, timeline, area, and bedroom requirements. By the time you see the thread, you're not looking at, "Is this still available?" You're looking at someone who's told you exactly what they want and when they want it. The second gain is simpler: it's awake when you're not. Property leads don't arrive between 9 and 5. They arrive at 9 p.m. on Sunday afternoons and during the school run. An AI front desk replies at 9:14 p.m., not 7 a.m. The systems built for this work on a simple model: for every message that comes in, the AI decides whether to answer it directly, ask a follow-up question, route it to a person, escalate it as urgent, or move straight to booking a viewing. Routine questions: what suburb is this in, does it have parking? Get handled without taking your time. A lead that says, "I need to move within a month, pre-approved for 1.8 million, gets flagged and pushed to you immediately. One SA vendor, BizAI, markets this to agents with the promise that you'll follow up 3x faster. Treat that as a sales pitch, not a guarantee. There's no independent SA study confirming it. But the underlying mechanism, qualify first, route by urgency, never sleep, is sound, and it's the part worth paying attention to. How it works. Picture the full chain, from a listing to a booked viewing. Someone clicks your WhatsApp link from a Property 24 listing, your Facebook page, or your own site. That opens a chat with your AI assistant, which introduces itself, sends a short consent notice, more on that below, and starts asking qualifying questions: budget, preferred areas, timeline, must-haves. Behind the scenes, the system scores each message for intent and confidence. A vague, just browsing message gets answered with information and left alone. A specific, time-pressured message, clear budget, clear timeline, clear area, gets classified as hot and moves toward booking a viewing slot. This is where the guardrails matter. The bot only operates within hours you set, respects rate limits so it doesn't bombard anyone, and goes quiet the moment you reply to a thread yourself. It won't talk over you. Every automated message gets logged, so you've got a full record of what was said and when. For anything sensitive, confirming an actual viewing time, or a question touching on price or financing, the system stops and asks you to approve it first. You get the full conversation history handed to you, so you're not starting cold. You're picking up a conversation that's already most of the way done. On the compliance side, this needs to be built in from the first message, not bolted on later. At minimum, that means a consent notice when the conversation starts, telling the person that details will be processed and why, an opt-out option in every thread, something as simple as reply stop, and an audit trail of every automated action, in case anyone, including the information regulator, ever asks what happened and why. At least one SA provider building these WhatsApp workflows for agents includes consent capture, opt-out, and audit trails as standard, and another stores client data on South African servers as part of its popular positioning. Once a lead is qualified and a viewing is booked, the record, name, contact details, budget, area, timeline, and the full chat history gets pushed into your CRM as a scored lead, ready for follow-up. If you're running Facebook or Google campaigns for specific listings, those can feed into the same WhatsApp number, so your ad spend and your lead quality sit in one pipeline instead of 3 spreadsheets. One honest gap: don't expect a plug-and-play connector to Property 24, PayProp, or whichever CRM you already use. Ask any vendor exactly how the lead record gets into your system, as a direct integration, a CSV export, or a manual step, before you commit. Case study, the 8:40 p.m. lead that didn't go cold. This is an illustrative scenario, not a real agency, and the numbers below aren't from a verified case study. Who, a two-agent independent agency working a handful of suburbs on the East Rand, listing on property 24 and running a Facebook page for new stock. The problem, most inquiries arrived on WhatsApp, often in the evenings. Both agents did showings during the day, so messages piled up until after 7 p.m. By then, several prospects had already messaged competing listings. What changed? The agency connected its WhatsApp business number to an AI assistant. New inquiries got an immediate reply with a consent notice and opt-out instruction, followed by three qualifying questions: budget, area, and move-in timeline. Messages scoring as hot, clear budget plus a timeline under 2 months, triggered a booking offer with available viewing slots for the next few days. The result, a lead messaging at 8:40 p.m. on a Wednesday got a reply within seconds, answered three questions, and was offered a Saturday morning viewing slot. The agent woke up to a pre-qualified booking already in the calendar, with a full chat transcript attached, no cold callback needed. The friction, it wasn't smooth from day one. The bot's first qualifying question, what's your budget range? Felt abrupt to some prospects, and a few dropped out of the conversation right after that message. People don't love being asked about money by something that clearly isn't a person yet. The agency rewrote the opener to explain why it was asking, and added a line acknowledging upfront that it was automated. Drop-off improved, but the lesson held, the script matters as much as the technology, and it takes a few rounds of editing to get the tone right for your audience. Frequently asked questions. I'm a one-person operation, isn't this built for big agencies with call centers? It's actually the opposite. The answer as route escalate book routing that big firms use call center staff for is exactly what these tools automate. As a solo agent, you're not hiring a receptionist or a night shift team, you're getting the same triage a bigger firm pays salaries for, running on your existing WhatsApp number. The setup is the barrier, not your team size. Is it even legal for a bot to message my clients under POPIA? Honestly, it depends on how it's set up, and you need to check this with whoever builds it for you. The baseline is consent at first contact, a working opt-out in every conversation, and an audit trail of what the bot said and did. Some SA vendors store conversation data on local servers as part of their compliance approach, but there's no published information regulator ruling specifically on chatbot data collection or automated decision-making in SA real estate yet. Don't take POPIA compliant as settled fact from a marketing page. Ask directly, where's the data stored, how does WhatsApp's own infrastructure fit into that, and what happens if a client asks for their data to be deleted? Can the bot give valuations or answer legal questions, or am I exposing myself if it gets something wrong? No, and it shouldn't try to. The tools built for this market position themselves as communication and CRM, handling inquiries, qualification, and bookings, not valuations, legal advice, or trust account matters. Those stay with you, the licensed agent. If you're unsure whether AI-driven lead qualification itself counts as regulated estate agency work under PPRA rules, that's worth a direct question to your compliance officer or the PPRA, not something to assume either way. The cooler take. This whole piece assumes your bottleneck is the first reply, that a faster WhatsApp message wins you the commission. Here's what nobody's saying. For a two-agent agency, the bottleneck isn't the message. It's the diary. An assistant that qualifies leads and books viewings at 9 p.m. will happily fill your Saturday with 5 appointments across 3 suburbs before you've had coffee, and you can only be in one place at a time. Speed up the front door without fixing the back end, and you've traded cold leads for double bookings and no-shows, which cost you more goodwill with the buyer than a slow reply ever did. The fix isn't fewer bookings. It's a calendar the assistant actually checks, travel time between suburbs included, before it offers anyone a slot. Next week, why the busiest looking calendar in your agency might be the one nobody actually checked.